you ready? Can you feel it? Can you feel it coming? It's the fantasy football playoffs. Week 12, almost in the books. We have 2 weeks left to most of the fantasy football leagues start getting ready. And tonight, Saquon Barkley put on a performance as the Eagles roll in their last game that they need to use a plane to get to for the regular season. Huge win for them. Mike Randall here with you, FTN Fantasy Football Podcast, Sunday night recap. Here we go, 20 minutes, as always, sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. Use promo code FTN. Get up to a $1,000 match bonus here, folks, so you can play the games. DFS, your fantasy football season is over. Have no fear. Underdog is here. Promo code FTN. And as always, go to FTN Fantasy. If you're not a subscriber, why not? Join us. Bets, data, DFS, fantasy football, one-stop shop as your true sports companion. We find you the edge here at FTN. Here we go. NFL Week 12. Thursday Night Football. It was a beautiful, in my mind, snowy blizzard in the second half. Browns pull off the home upset as 3.5-point underdogs, 24-19 over the Steelers. Steelers 8-3. Browns now 3-8. Nice win. Intra-divisional game. And AFC North, favorite on the road. Classic stuff. Jameis Winston, a national treasure, as Jeff Ratcliffe always says here on the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. 219 yards, one interception, but did run one in. Nick Chubb, 59 rushing yards, two touchdowns. Jerry Jeudy has played very well lately. Six receptions, 85 yards. David Njoku dropped a touchdown pass, but then came back with a nice two-point conversion, had one reception for 9 yards. Russell Wilson completed 75% of his passes, 270 yards, but did get sacked four times, had one touchdown pass to Calvin Austin. George Pickens only 448, but had a couple long passes with either pass interference or balls that just were deflected last second. So he was involved. Pat Freiermuth 459. That's encouraging. Jaylen Warren, greater than Najee Harris in this game, 11 for 45, one touchdown on the ground. Najee 41 rushing yards. That's it. Steelers lose, no problem. 8-3 have the Bengals this week. Need to get back on the saddle and win that game. Keep themselves, hopefully, depending in front for them if the Ravens lose to the Chargers. Browns 24, Steelers 19. Great game today in Chicago. Vikings win in overtime, 30-27. Bears recovered an onside kick late, which was able to help them get this game to overtime. They scored 17 points in the fourth quarter, outside the Vikings 17-3. Sam Darnold looked good, 3-3 passing yards, two touchdowns. Aaron Jones, 106 yards to the ground. He had a touchdown. Jordan Addison, the big performer here, 8, 162, and 1. TJ Hockenson, best game of him for the season, 7 for 114. Justin Jefferson was locked down by the Bears, definitely was the center of attention, only 2 for 27. On the other side, Caleb Williams, 340 yards, big game for him. Last 2 weeks with Thomas Brown's offensive coordinator have gone very well. Two passing touchdowns. DJ Moore caught one. Keenan Allen caught the other. DJ Moore 7 for 106 in the score. Keenan Allen 9 for 86 in the score. Cole Kmet very involved also. 7 for 64 was not a Roma Dunze game. 5 for 39. Caleb Williams had 33 yards on the ground that you cannot run in this Vikings rush defense. That's for sure. DeAndre Swift only 13 rushing attempts for 30 yards, but did catch three balls for 35 through the air. Roshan Johnson ran one in, but only had 2 rushing yards. Vikings 30, Bears 27 in overtime. Vikings 9-2 now. Man, that NFC North is tough. Bears fall to 4-7. First money line underdog I got wrong in 4 weeks. Really thought the Colts would be live here against the Lions, and they were not. Lions dominated start to finish 24-6. Lions now 10-1 and 6-0 away from home. Dan Campbell called them road warriors, and they certainly are. Jared Goff, 269 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Nothing on the ground for him. Jahmyr Gibbs, 90 rushing yards, had 2 scores. David Montgomery, 37 rushing yards and a touchdown. Did leave this game injured. Got to monitor his status. Didn't look serious, but could he be out a week? It's possible. Jameson Williams, 5 for 64 through the air. Amara, 6 for 62. Tim Patrick, 4 for 55. Not much through the air. Everything was done on the ground. 137 rushing yards for the Lions. 3 scores on the ground. On the other side, Anthony Richardson came back to earth after a really good performance against the Jets. 11 of 28. Not even 50%. 172 yards. Ran for 61. Jonathan Taylor was bottled up. Michael Pittman, 6 for 96, which is good because he never has a good game with Anthony Richardson as quarterback. Alec Pierce, only 1 catch, 39. Josh Downs, 3 for 27. Not much here. Lions roll, Colts struggle. Lions 24, Colts 6. Lions now 10-1. Colts fall to 5-7. The Dolphins are coming. Third straight win heading into Green Bay on Thanksgiving night. Dolphins beat the Patriots, trounced them 34-15, had 3 touchdowns in the first half. Tua Tagovailoa, 370 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, no interception. 1 to Jalen Waddle, who had a monster game, 8 for 144. 1 to Jonnu Smith, 9 for 86. Another great performance by Jonnu Smith. Devontae Chain caught two touchdowns himself. Tyreek Hill only 5 for 48. He was stopped on the one. Almost had a chance to get in there. A-Chain only 32 yards on the ground against the Patriots' run defense, but did his damage through the air. Raheem Mostert, nothing, by the way. Jalen Wright has definitely passed him as the RB2. He had 7 rushing attempts. Raheem Mostert only 2. For New England, Drake May, 222 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Nothing on the ground here. Ramondre Stevenson couldn't do anything. 8 rushes, 13 yards. Gibson, 6 rushes. They were late, 31 yards. Pop Douglas had 5 for 62. Austin Hooper caught the touchdown, a big 38-yard touchdown. He had 4 for 59 and 1. Hunter Henry only 5 for 44. Kendrick Bourne 3 for 30. Kayshon Booty only 1 for 6. Just not much happening here. It was Dolphins dominating from start to finish, led 24-0 at the half. Win 34-15. Dolphins now 5-6, very much in the playoff race. Patriots 3-9. Tommy DeVito, no thank you. Buccaneers trounced the Giants 30-7. Buccaneers now 5-6, Giants 2-9. DeVito, nothing. 189 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. He ran for 32 yards, but that was it. Tyrone Tracy, 9 for 42 on the ground. He did lose a fumble deep in Tampa Bay territory. The fumbles are an issue with Tracy. Malik Nabers, 6 for 64. He was not happy after the game, saying he didn't get the ball till they were down 30-0. Asked Dabbs why he didn't. Okay. Wandale Robinson, 5 for 47. Nothing much for the Giants. The only rushing touchdown was Devin Singletary late. For Tampa Bay, Baker Mayfield, no touchdowns, no interceptions, did run one in. In fact, Tampa Bay ran 4 touchdowns in. Bucky Irving ran one in, 87 yards. Rashad White ran one in, 1 touchdown, 37 yards. Baker Mayfield had 1. Sean Tucker had 1. Everybody had 1. Mike Evans, 5 for 68. Bucky Irving caught 6 passes for 64. That was it for Tampa Bay. That's all they needed. Start to finish, 23-0 at the half. Roll 30-7 over the Giants. Bucks now 5-6, Giants 2-9, non-competitive. Cowboys with the big upset of the day over the Commanders, 34-26. This was a defensive struggle for most of the game. It was 3-3 at the half. Washington couldn't move the ball. They were able to block a field goal for Dallas early. Then Brian Robinson got hurt. He came back in, but that definitely hurt them as well because they really wanted to feature him. Jaden Daniels, 275 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Did run for 74 yards and had a touchdown, so he had a good fantasy day. Brian Robinson had 1 catch for 11 yards and 5 rushes for 13 yards. He got hurt. He came back in, but he left again, so something to monitor. Austin Eckler, 9 for 22. Only caught 2 passes, but got absolutely lit up on the last play where he was trying to make a big move, and he got popped and almost fumbled it. I don't think he fumbled it, but he was knocked out of the game. So I have to monitor his status here. Commanders could really be shorthanded with running backs in Week 13. Then they have their bye in Week 14. Terry McLaurin, 5 for 102 and 1, doesn't tell the story. Terry McLaurin, until the last play, essentially, of regulation, had, I believe, 16 receiving yards. And then with them trailing by 7 points with about 30 seconds left, he catches an 86-yard pass from Jaden Daniels and runs it in 50 yards. I don't know how the Cowboys let him catch it. I don't know how they let him go all the way. But then the Commanders missed the extra point, and then they tried the onside kick, and the Cowboys ran it back for a touchdown. That's how the score got there. Noah Brown, 6 for 71. Zach Ertz, 6 for 38 and caught a touchdown. For Dallas, Cooper Rush, not bad. 247 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 to Luke Schoonmaker, 1 to Jalen Tolbert. CeeDee Lamb, again, even though you have Cooper Rush at quarterback, he's going to get targets. He had 12 targets, 10 receptions, 67 yards. Not a bad day in PPR formats, just no touchdown. Rico Dowdle had 19 carries, 86 yards, one of the better days of the season for him. Cowboys now 4-7, Commanders 7-5. That really hurts them because the Eagles take care of business tonight. So the Commanders falling here quickly, going to have to right the ship to get in the playoffs. 34-26, Cowboys over Washington. Boy, the Panthers gave the Chiefs everything they can handle. Score was 20-9 at halftime. Panthers come back and lose by 3, 30-27. Bryce Young, 263, 1 touchdown, 20 yards on the ground. Chuba Hubbard, 58 rushing yards and a touchdown. The one touchdown went to David Moore. And give the Panthers credit. They got 4 Eddie Pinheiro field goals to keep it close, and the defense had a bend but don't break day. On the other side, Patrick Mahomes, solid, 3 touchdowns. 2 to Noah Gray, 1 to DeAndre Hopkins, but they did hold down Xavier Worthy. They did hold Hopkins down to just 35 yards, even though he had a touchdown. Kareem Hunt, 16 for 68, in what will be his last game before Isaiah Pacheco returns. He was chalk, mega chalk in DFS. The right move was to fade him. Travis Kelce, 6 for 62. Xavier Worthy, 4 for 46. Noah Gray, again, led the way, 4 receptions, 62 yards, and 2 touchdowns. For the Panthers, Bryce Young was good. David Moore, 6-for-81 in a score. Adam Thielen, 3-for-56. Xavier Leggett, 4-for-56. Jatavion Sanders was playing great, had a big part in one of their drives late, and then got taken off on a cart, so his injury certainly looked serious. 3-for-49. Hubbard had the one touchdown. Good day for the Panthers. They competed well, but fell short. Chiefs now 10-1, Panthers 3-8, Chiefs 30, Panthers 27. Titans-Texans in a surprising high-scoring game. Titans win at Houston. Rivalry game, AFC South. Titans 32, Texans 27. Will Levis, one of his better games of the year, 278, two touchdowns, one interception. One pass went to Chig Okonwu, a 70-yard touchdown pass to Chig Okonwu, his only catch of the day. And the other one to Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, who all he does is catch touchdowns. 2-for-48-1. Tyler Boyd, 6-for-55. Calvin Ridley led the way, 5-for-93. Tony Pollard, as expected, huge workload and did well with it. 119 yards and one touchdown and had three catches as well. For Houston, C.J. Stroud, not one of his better days. 247, two touchdowns, two interceptions. Joe Mixon could not run against the Titans front. 22 rushing yards. Nico Collins, 592-1, had a good day. Tank Dell, 3-for-72. Cade Stover, 3-for-26-1. Dalton Schultz did not have that touchdown. Mixon had five receptions as well, but bad loss for the Texans. Titans 32, Texans 27. Titans now 3-8, Texans 7-5. Big win for the Titans, who need it in the worst way. Houston now has to scramble, riding the ship next week at Jacksonville. Broncos take care of business, 29-19 at the Raiders. Bo Nix, two touchdowns. Not a lot of rushing yards here, but two touchdowns. Both went to Cortland Sutton, who's having himself quite a second half of the season. 8-for-97-2. Devon Vellet, 6-for-80. Marvin Mims still involved, as we knew he would be, 3-for-44. On the ground, Jaleel McLaughlin led the way. More shenanigans from Sean Payton. Jaleel McLaughlin, 7-for-44. Javonte Williams had 8 rushes for negative 2 yards. Audric Estime, 3-for-15. So it was Jaleel McLaughlin day. Also had didn't have any catches, though. Jaleel McLaughlin, only rushing yards. For the Raiders, they were banged up. Gardner Minshew, 231-1, hurt his shoulder late. Looks like a broken collarbone from what I'm hearing. I think he is out for the season, so it'll be the Desmond Ridder show. Sincere McCormick led the way, 5 carries, 33 yards. Amir Abdullah, 8-for-28, not much. Jacoby Myers, though, big target hog, 10-for-121. Brock Bowers was limited by the Broncos defense, 4-for-38. Amir Abdullah caught 5 passes, 37 yards, and a touchdown to save his day. Broncos now 7-5, very much in the playoff hunt. Raiders fall to 2-9, 29-19 Broncos on the road at Las Vegas. Packers blitz the Niners as I thought they would, 38-10. Really shorthanded Niner team. No Brock Purdy, no Trent Williams, no Nick Bosa. Brandon Allen, 199, 1-1, I guess. Christian McCaffrey, 11-for-31. He could not run on the Packers. George Kittle was the only receiver to show up, 6-for-82-1. Jennings, 5-for-40. Debo did nothing. One reception for Debo Samuel, 21 yards. Christian McCaffrey, 3-for-37 for the Packers. Jordan Love, 163, 2-0, but could have been a huge day if he connects with Christian Watson, who dropped a 60-yard touchdown pass right in his hands, walking in the end zone at the end of the first half. But it was the Josh Jacobs show. 26 carries, 106 yards, 3 touchdowns for Josh Jacobs. Tucker Kraft had the touchdown early. Malik Heath had the touchdown late. Romeo Dobbs, 3-for-54, but he left with what I think was a concussion. Have to check on him. Jaden Reed, 3-for-26. Christian Watson, nothing. 0-for-0. Had that one chance, and that was it. Packers, 38. 49ers, 10. Packers, 8-3. 49ers, 5-6. Cardinals, Seahawks, surprising low-scoring game also here. Seahawks win 16-6 over the Cardinals. Big win for them. 6-5 now, tied with the Cardinals in the NFC West. Geno Smith, 254, 1-1. Kenneth Walker, 16-for-41. But that Cardinal run defense is difficult to run on. Charbonnet, 6-for-22, so nothing much on the ground. Jaxon Smith-Njigba continues his dominant performance, 6-for-77-1, led the way. DK Metcalf, 4-for-59. Kenneth Walker, 4-for-52. That was nice out of the backfield. For the Cardinals, Kyler Murray, a lot of passing yards, 285, but one interception, no touchdowns. Trey Benson actually led the way. The Seahawks bottled up James Conner, only 7-for-8 yards. Trey Benson, 4-for-18. Trey McBride, have yourself a day, but he will not get a touchdown. He just can't get it. 15 targets, 12-for-133 for Trey McBride. Michael Wilson, 2-for-54. Marvin Harrison Jr., 3-for-47. Connor caught 5 passes for 41 to salvage his day. Seahawks, 16. Cardinals, 6. Seahawks defense shows up with a great performance, limits the Cardinals. Seahawks now 6-5, tied with the Cardinals, who are now 6-5. And tonight's score, the Saquon Barkley show. Eagles 37, Rams 20. Saquon Barkley, 26 carries, 255 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 4 receptions, 47 yards. A.J. Brown's day, which was great, was completely overshadowed by Saquon. 6 for 109 and 1. Dallas Goedert, not his game, 4 for 19. Jalen Hurts, 1 touchdown, no interceptions, and 39 yards on the ground. So it really was Saquon and A.J. Brown. Kenny Gainwell also ran one in late, 5 for 22 and 1. For the Rams, offense was okay. Stafford, 243 and 2. Puka Nacua is the wide receiver 1 for the Rams, period. Full stop, 9 for 117. Cooper Kupp, 8 for 60, caught a touchdown very late in the game. DeMarcus Robinson caught the other touchdown. Kyren Williams, solid, 16 carries, 72 yards against that Eagles front 7. 1 touchdown for him. Eagles now 9-2 in sole possession of the NFC East, have a significant lead on Washington, 37-20 over the Rams, who fall to 5-6. Still in the mix, just one game back of Arizona and Seattle in the NFC West. Eagles 37, Rams 20. And that is going to do it for the FTN Fantasy Football Podcast. We come to you every Sunday night and review all the action in 20 minutes. And that's exactly what we did, less than 20 minutes today. Make sure to rate, review us on iTunes here. Join us here at FTN Fantasy. The great one, Jeff Radcliffe, will be back on Wednesday to give you some insight in a preview of Week 13. Good luck in your best ball drafts. Fantasy Football Playoffs is coming. I can't wait. See you next week. Are you ready?